So Hare Krishna, here is the first Japa inspiration for today. Those Japa inspiration will be connected to the thematic of every day. So today the Japa chanting will be connected with Sadhu Sangha. In some of his Kirtan retreats, Sachinandana Swami was making a meditation in which we will meet a sadhu, in which we will meet our spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual guide, and then serve that saintly personality and then chant in his association. So I would like to do the same with you. I give you just few small guidelines in the beginning, and then we do really few minutes meditation just to tune in, and then we will try to have this sangha, this deep connection into our mind. So when we know that it's not so easy to come closer to those great personalities and to chant next to them, or to be really in their bulb, their devotional aura. So that we can easily do actually in meditation. What happened when we are close to a saint? First of all, we usually become very humble, because we feel that person is so advanced and we feel ourselves very unqualified next to him. So already mood of humility is there. Then one wants to give our best. One wants to show ourselves in our best abilities, in the best we can do. And then we can really work into being careful, in being sincere, in really trying to give our best in the chanting. Of course, what we want ultimately is to give up aparad, is to be totally present into our chanting of the holy name. So while coming in the association of a saint, while chanting the holy name, one wants to come to that area where chanting is clear, when one is totally present with the holy name. So I just request you to close your eyes. You just keep your beads in hands like this, and I just give a small tuning, and then we just keep on chanting, and we will try to meet. It can be your spiritual master, or it can be Srila Prabhupada, or a person you feel close to, you have heard about. So just please close your eyes and make few deep breathing. Then go in your mind in one place of pilgrimage where you feel very comfortable. Vrindavan Dham, Govardhan Hill, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, a place you like very much. And preferably a place where there is a kund or a holy river next to it. It's very hot, noon time, and you are taking your noon bath. As you come out of the holy waters, you apply a new fresh tilak, dress yourself with fresh garments, and you see at a distance a sadhu, a real true sadhu. You come closer and closer to him, and you see how deeply absorbed he is in the chanting of the holy name. You are mesmerized to see tears are flowing from his eyes. He is full of love in his chanting of the holy name. You offer your obeisances to him and deeply pray for the mercy, for his mercy, the mercy to chant the pure name. as you come up from your obeisances, you noticed that he is looking at you. His eyes are shining, full of love. It's touching deeply your heart. He is inviting you to sit next to him and chant the holy name. Then he closes his eyes again, and you are there, next to him, totally enveloped in this devotional atmosphere. And from there, you are starting to chant the holy name.